Good one, guys. Hey, some of these guys are our night service people, and they've gotten out of bed. They took a bit of arm twisting to be here, so let's give them a bit of a congratulations. And when it comes to getting out of bed early, Millie Holder, it's great to see you at a morning service. I haven't seen you at a morning service for a long time. Millie, seeing as you're here, we're going a bit old school this morning and we are welcoming back an old friend. An old friend who some of you may not have met before. Some of you that have been around for a while will have met this person. I want to introduce you all to my good old friend, Wally the Wombat. Come on down, Wally. Hey, who watched the game yesterday? Yeah. Woo. Kind of. I went shopping for the first half because it's the best time to go shopping. It's the best day of the year because no one's at the shops. And look, I even kind of dressed in colours for you. Close. Hi, Wally. Come on up. You're right with the stairs. Come on. Hey, kids, I want to invite you to come on down the front and spend some time with our good old friend, Wally the Wombat. So, kids, why don't you come on down and join Grace down the front here? We want to have a bit of a chat with Wally the Wombat. Don't be shy. Come on down. We'd love to see the kids, wouldn't you, Wally? It's been a while. You've been in your burrow. We've missed you. It's great to see you. How are you, though? You're tired. You're tired and weary, Wally. It's probably because you're carrying all these bags. Why don't you take a seat, hey? Come back here. Take a seat on the step. Hey, kids. Oh, Wally. Thanks, Grace. Oh, this is some of Wally's bags as well. Great. Take a seat, guys. Oh, Wally. So you're a bit tired and weary. It's probably because you're carrying all these bags. Are they heavy? They are. Gosh. Well, Wally, tell me, where'd you get this one, Wally? This bag? Where'd you get it? Oh, Wally. Wally got this bag when her parents split up. Well, when his parents, are you a he or a she? Sorry. It's The Masked Singer, right? That new show where sorry, Wally. That's really sad. When his parents split up, he got this bag when they split up and you were kind of stuck in the middle and you're feeling really unloved. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. And you've been carrying that around ever since. Gosh, that's awful. You poor thing. Wally, what about this green bag over here? Where'd you get this from? You got that bag when your friend told you they didn't want to be friends with you anymore and that they didn't like you and they didn't want to play with you. Oh, Wally. And you've been carrying that around ever since. Wow, gosh. What about this bag here? Where'd you get this one? Oh, Wally. I'm so sorry that you feel that way about yourself. That's really awful. And do you carry that around with you everywhere you go these days? Wally, gosh, that's awful. Hey, you know, Wally, I like your Peppa Pig bag, but Wally, did you know that in the Bible, in Galatians, it tells us that we have been set free from all this stuff? And that Jesus died so that we could be free from all this stuff. And it says that we shouldn't pick up again a yoke of slavery. It says that we should put it down and we shouldn't pick it up again. Did you know that? Well, you do now. Yep. And did you know that also Jesus says in Matthew, he says, "Come to me, everyone who is weary and heavy laden, because I will give you rest. And I will give you something new to carry, something that is easy and light." So, Wally, I was thinking that maybe, Maybe you could just leave all this here. Leave it here with Jesus. What do you reckon? I was thinking that you could just chuck it all away. Just leave it here with Jesus. And that you don't have to worry about it anymore. What do you think? Would that be good? Yeah? And do you feel lighter? Do you feel freer? Can you give us a little skip and a jump? Awesome. Wally. Ah, oh, thank you. Wally. That's so awesome. Wally, I hope that you enjoy your lease of life, and I hope you don't need to pick these up anymore. God's got them. You can just leave them and you can be free. Free to be the wombat that you have been called to be. Yeah, awesome. Okay, Grace, would you like to help Wally down the stairs? Wally's going to head on off. Thanks so much, Wally. It's been so good to see you. Thank you. I'm glad that we saw you. I didn't know you were carrying around all that stuff. That's just awful. Just be careful of the child. Yep, good, good, excellent. Great. Hey, wasn't it nice to see Wally? I don't know about you, but I want Wally to be the wombat that he's been called to be. He, she, whatever. You know, kids, Wally came carrying lots of bags and he left his bags. Today we're going to be talking about some of the stuff that we carry that we don't need to carry, that God actually tells us that we don't have to carry anymore. So I thought that today I would give you maybe some colouring in sheets, and there's some on the tables just up the back to the left for anyone that's not up the front here and would like one. And I thought that you could maybe colour it in, and also while you're colouring it in, you could maybe write some things on it that maybe you are carrying that you might need to bring to Jesus today. Grown-ups, if you're getting a bit distracted, you're struggling to, you know, focus, you could grab one as well. You could write some things on this piece of paper. Maybe some things that you're worried about, or something that has been making you sad, something that maybe has happened at school recently that, you know, is weighing heavily on your heart. You can't stop thinking about it. Something that you feel like you might need to bring to Jesus today. So what we're going to do is you guys can do some colouring in and some writing. If you guys want to grab some sheets, and any kids that aren't down the front here that want to get some from the back tables. And then when we have communion a little bit later, you can bring forward your colouring in sheet. This morning, we're not going to pass around communion, but we're going to invite you to come forward for communion. And you can bring forward your backpack. You can bring your baggage to the communion table and you can leave it there with Jesus. And you can pick up a new yoke. Google Images. It took me a while, but I found a yoke that you could colour in. So kids, when you come down and bring your bags to Jesus at the communion table, you can leave your colouring in sheet and you can pick up a new one. You can pick up a yoke and you can take that back and colour that in. Because at the communion table, we make an exchange. We're going to talk about that this morning. So let me share with you. Guys, I don't know what you carry. I'm not sure what kind of baggage you carry around, but I've got my suitcase here with me this morning. It's quite heavy, actually. I don't know what you tend to carry around, but I thought that I would just be honest with us all this morning and share with you some of the things that I tend to keep picking up, some of the baggage that I carry around with me. Now, I don't know about you, I like to think that I'm fairly unique, but I'm guessing that perhaps I'm not overly unique, and maybe some of the things that I carry in my suitcase, maybe you carry in your suitcase as well. So I'm just going to share with you some of the things that are in my suitcase. Is that okay? All right. Sorry. Where do I start? Okay. I don't know if you know this about me, some of you might guess, but I am a self-confessed people pleaser. Is there anyone else like that in the house? Come on, please me. I am a bit of a people pleaser, and I know that in the Word of God it tells me that I should be only worried about one person's opinion, but I keep finding myself worrying about other people's opinions. I find myself fearful and afraid of what people might think of me. So I'm not sure if you carry this in your suitcase or if you regularly pick this one up, but I do. So number one in my suitcase is I often pick that one up. A couple that kind of go along with that, my little friend, I keep him in my back pocket, and this one, stress and anxiety. You know, the Word of God tells me I shouldn't be anxious about anything, but you know, at the same time, Jesus tells us that we have to come to him if we're heavy laden. So on one hand, he tells us not to be anxious, not to worry, but on the other hand, he understands that we probably will. And he understands that we do carry things in life and that life is difficult. That's why he keeps telling us over and over again, come to me, bring it to me, bring it to me. Always keep picking up those. It's a real nuisance. Stress and anxiety. All right, you ready? Guilt and shame. I can find myself feeling shameful and guilty about things that happened 2, 3, 10 years ago. I don't know about you, but I can. When I'm trying to do something new or I'm stepping out in faith, I can have a voice in my head telling me I'm not going to be able to do it, that I'm not good enough, that I'm not stable enough. I can carry around this little friend of mine called shame, who's actually not really a friend at all. And I can feel guilty for ages. I can think I've put it down and then suddenly I realise I'm carrying it again about something that God dealt with, something God already dealt with in my life. And yet, hang on a minute, today I'm carrying it again. I've picked it up again and I need to put it down. So this morning we're going to put it down. I'm going to put it down. And we talked of, I just spoke about how I can carry around the guilt and the shame for sin that God has dealt with, that I've dealt with him. This one's a little bit different because sometimes we carry around something that's heavy that we are pretending is light, something that maybe we kind of are enjoying or that we kind of like, or maybe that we haven't actually acknowledged as sin. Maybe it's a habit that we have. Maybe it's a habit that we don't have. Often habits that we don't have can be sin. Ways that we're choosing not to live. And we can think that they're light because they're easy. But they might not be light. Sometimes sin is heavy, but we just don't realise it's heavy until we're not carrying it anymore. So this morning, you know, we want to bring our guilt and our shame and we want to put that down, but we also want to invite Jesus to maybe reveal to us if we're carrying something that we don't realise that we're carrying. So I don't know about you, but I don't want to meet Jesus in the same state that I am now. I want him to keep working on me, keep revealing to me the things that I need to put down, the way that I'm living that maybe isn't glorifying him. Sin. We're going to invite him to reveal something to us this morning that we might need to have made known to us so that we can lay it down. Yeah? Who's familiar with this one? Hurt, and who's been hurt by someone or something or people? Hurt and unforgiveness. Boy, oh boy, this one, you can just keep picking it up and you can realize that it's influencing the way you live and you don't even realize it. Hurt. We've been hurt. You know what, though? For me, I am, as I said, a bit of a people pleaser. So forgiving others is, I feel like I'm probably pretty good at that. The person I'm not very good at forgiving is me. Do you have unforgiveness that you are holding against yourself? That's the person that I find the hardest to forgive. I don't know about you. I'm just sharing what's in my suitcase this morning. Hurt and unforgiveness. You know, Jesus really needs us. He needs us to put this down so that we can enjoy the freedom that he has died for us to enjoy. So we're going to put down our hurt and our unforgiveness as well this morning. Let me just read to you from Hebrews chapter 12. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of the Father. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. We need to lay it down. Throw it off, everything that's hindering us from being the wombat that we have been called to be. We need to throw off everything, lay it down, give it to Jesus. And in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Now, like I said, I did go shopping for the first half of the football yesterday, which was really quite pleasant. But I did watch, I got back just before half time and I started watching the third quarter. And what happened? 7 minutes into the third quarter, girls, something changed, didn't it? They got a goal, well, they got a point, and then they got a goal, and then 7 minutes in, they got that second goal. And from then on, they knew they'd won. They knew they'd won. Something shifted. The way they played changed. It completely changed. They ran with freedom. They almost had smiles on their faces. The way they played changed because they knew they'd won the game. How much does it sound like I know what I'm talking about with football? I literally couldn't care less. Ken was like so impressed. Okay, side note. So Ken, last night, he was like, is your sermon ready? And I was like, oh, she'll be fine. And he was like, I said, yeah, this is my illustration, right? 7 minutes into the third quarter. And he was like, how did you know that? And he literally, like, he Googled it. And he was like, 7 minutes and 27 seconds. You're right. It was 7 minutes in. I was like, oh, no. I was actually watching. Run in such a way as to get the prize. Now, if Paul was writing to a bunch of Victorians this weekend, I think he would have said, play like Richmond played after 7 minutes into the third quarter. That's what he would say. He would say, because we would know what that would mean, right? Well, if you weren't shopping. Run the race, play the game like Richmond played after 7 minutes into the third quarter. Play like you've won because you have. We are on the winning team. We know that we've won. Everyone who competes in the game, in the games, goes into strict training. They get rid of all that excess fat. They keep training every day. They get rid of it all. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever, and that has already been won for us. Let's play the game like Richmond in the third quarter. So, you know, we're going to come to a time of communion in a moment, and we're going to invite you to come forward and make an exchange with Jesus. Come forward, bring the things that we're carrying that we don't need to be carrying. But you know, Paul says in Galatians, after he's told us that we should be, that Jesus has died to set us free and that we don't need to pick up a yoke of slavery, after he has told us that, he goes on to say, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbour as yourself. Now, I, this morning, am interpreting this as bring your baggage, but don't walk away with nothing. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But it doesn't stop there. He says, I will give you a new yoke. I'll give you something new to carry, a new burden to carry. But it's easy and it's light, so don't worry. But we need to make sure that we pick up the new yoke. We don't come, bring our stuff to Jesus, and just, as Paul says, use your freedom to indulge yourself. We come, we bring our baggage to Jesus and we pick up a new yoke. Later in Galatians, Paul says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. We bring our burdens, our sin and our shame, all the stuff that we need to bring, but we don't walk away without picking up the new yoke. Now, I believe that the new yoke is people. I believe that the new yoke that Jesus invites us to carry with him is his burden for people, for the lost. I believe that we come and we bring our stuff, and Jesus invites us to pick up the new yoke that is his love for people. Love. Joy, peace. We pick it up and we carry it with him and for him. So this morning I want to invite you to come and take communion. So kids, if you've been filling in your colouring sheets, or grown-ups, if you've been filling in your colouring sheets, we want to make an exchange at the communion table this morning. We come to communion and we remember Jesus, what he did for us on the cross, what he did to carry these things for us. We come and we bring them and we make an exchange. And we put down our burdens and we pick up the new burden that is his heart for people. So there is actually another little colouring sheet at the communion table. So kids, if you want to, you can come and bring your baggage, your backpack, and you can pick up a new colouring sheet that is your yoke. A bit hard to find on Google Images, but we found one. So you can come, put down your baggage and pick up the new yoke that Jesus invites us to carry with him. But don't worry, it's easy and it's light. So I invite you to come forward now. We're going to play a song, and this song is all about how we need to have the strength to let go of the things that we are holding on to, or perhaps the things that we keep picking up again. So why don't you come forward and have communion together.